Hello, Jason Om with the latest headlines from ABC News. North Korea has claimed that it successfully test-launched its first intercontinental ballistic missile, capable of hitting anywhere in the world. The missile travelled for more than 900 kilometres before landing in the Sea of Japan. US President Donald Trump has called on China to make what he says is a heavy move to stop the nonsense once and for all. Claimants in a class action against pharmaceutical company Johnson & Johnson say the vaginal mesh products at the centre of the case should be banned. More than 700 women have joined the action in the federal court in Sydney. They claim a vaginal mesh tape used to treat pelvic floor injuries left them with serious complications. A 16-year-old boy faces a string of charges after he allegedly kicked a police officer in the face during an arrest in Sydney. Police say the father of two was badly injured after being kicked in the head before falling to the ground. The constable is in hospital in a stable condition. And in the AFL, Melbourne's Thomas Bugg has been suspended for 6 games for striking Sydney's Callum Mills. Bugg entered a guilty plea when he faced the AFL tribunal for intentionally striking Mills in the head. Bugg will be ineligible for selection until round 22 in late August. And those are the latest headlines from ABC News.